Dude, I am pissed, bro. Oh, I was over here recording damn episode whole time. The shit wasn't even really like catching my voice or nothing, man. So I gotta do this shit again. But y'all just bear with me. I'm damn near just gonna summarize some of the shit I was saying. But you know, I'm gonna start it off one more time with the prayer, bro. Just good morning, y'all. It's your boy Kimmy Sounds once again with the podcast episode. Father God, I just pray that you watch over us today. Watch over my peoples, watch over my loved ones, my family members, significant others, distant relatives, people that I don't talk to as much. Father, I just want you to watch over everybody. Make sure that they're okay. Make sure that they actually put in a, you know, logic first before they start acting with their feelings or do anything. Make a decision and make the wrong decision, Father. Make them understand that they need to think first before they act on it. Secondly, let them know that just because it's dark right now and they're going through a dark time right now, it's not always going to be like that. It's just temporarily. The things that they're going through is a test. It's a trial for them. It's just another obstacle. And I just pray that they remember that. And I pray that you help remind them of that. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen and amen. Oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm still fucking tired. Woke up and shit. So I was gonna try to lay down and give me some more rest, but I be waking up so goddamn early sometimes. I don't know how. I be waking up before my own alarm clock sometimes, man. It's good, actually, because I used to not even wake up early at all. I used to be waking up in the fucking afternoon, so I'm proud of myself. Very proud of myself. I do want to get into the topic about this damn situation with Saucy Santana and academics. I don't know if y'all really heard about this shit. Y'all probably did because everybody been talking about this shit. So I don't know if how you didn't hear about it. Shit, everybody named mama done heard about this shit. Anyways, this nigga academics was talking about Glorilla. And he, I think he was talking about Carisha. Just basically the city girls and shit. And he was talking about Glorilla, bro. And I don't know, man. I don't really know the whole situation or everything and how that shit went. But to be honest with you, bro, it's like, damn. It's just making academics really look worse and worse because he already sat there and was saying some other shit. He was already talking shit about somebody else. That's why I'm like, bro, you really need to just go sit down and stop trying to talk shit and start shit with people. Because that's the last thing that you would want to do right now. But, you know, people don't listen. And we got to learn the hard way sometimes. But like I said, though, man, with this shit, I have no idea. Like, this shit is kind of crazy. This motherfucker Santana was talking about how, I guess, you know, this nigga was sitting here talking shit about Carisha, Glorilla, talk about their music, talk about how they carry themselves as women. He was really trying to attack them women, like, goddamn. So that's why I'm just like, you know, honestly, it's fucked up. I really hate hearing shit like that about, like, you know, motherfuckers saying shit about people and, you know, saying extra shit when really shit could have been kept to themselves. I don't know, bro. But that nigga academics just seemed like, kind of like what Saucy Santana said. Kind of, you kind of is looking feminine, bro, with the way that you react towards certain things, you know? And it's the actions type shit. You don't go out your way to do that same shit or to have that same energy for all the niggas that you beef with. You know, of course, there's going to be a nigga that he know that he probably can have the upper hand on and he feel like he could beat in a thumb wrestling match. But other than that, you ain't going to be having too many beefs with niggas like that and talking about niggas like that. Because, I mean, let's be real, bro. He wasn't really talking about too many niggas like that the way he was talking about Glorilla and Carisha. He was talking about them like, shit, he really wanted to smoke. Like, he really wanted to beat the holy shit out of them. I'm like, damn, dude, what's wrong with you? And then, low-key, it sounded like you got your heart broken by a black woman before, bro. Because ain't nobody finna be riding that hard to be talking that much shit about their own people in their own race. Their own race. Mind you. Nigga, you black too. So for you to be sitting there talking shit about black women, saying they this and they that and they blah, 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 and you trying to sum up most of them because of Glorilla and Carisha? Like, come on, bro. That's some weird ass shit. You one of those kind of niggas that probably got your heart broken by a black woman. Now you want to have your villain origin story behind it and want to say fuck bitches. And then you want to go fuck with a white bitch that everybody in the industry done fucked on. Then she turned around, tricked you out, and had you crying. But yet you don't like black women. So I'm like, God damn. Just feel like, nigga, speaking from a source of pain. You feel me? Because you ain't nobody gonna go in that much detail about, yeah, because you bitches wanted this and you bitches blah, blah, blah. And then you're so frustrated and mad. What you so flustered about, my nigga? That's weird shit. And then even for a gay nigga to come at you and tell you, bro, you acting like a bitch. Come on now. Come on now. That nigga recognized. Shit, that nigga gay himself. I ain't gonna recognize the fucking symptoms of the zestiness. Come on now. You recognize it a mile away when you was sitting there doing that weird shit, partner. And don't be mad because he called you out and then you, and all of a sudden you want to talk about, oh, you want to pull up? Well, we could fight and we could blah, 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 but I got a surprise for you. At the end of the day, bro, if you was really sitting there upset and you really didn't give a fuck, you wouldn't have sat here and been like, I'm afraid I'm gonna go get canceled for my comments. At the end of the day, you should already be prepared for what's gonna come. What you say in them comments, nigga? You should already know that. Ain't you an internet nigga? You been internet nigga for damn near, 50, what, 10 years now? Or however many years, I don't fucking know, and I don't care. But for the amount of years that you've been doing this shit, you mean to tell me you don't remember and realize that you done fucked up? I mean, that's what happens when you say that kind of shit. You say that kind of shit and have all the motherfuckers around you. The motherfuckers is gonna come after you say that kind of shit. That's what I'm like, hey, bro. That's what motherfuckers wanna do, and then you wanna sit there and play dumb until they run up on you and start beating the holy shit out of you, then you go ahead, bro. You go ahead and do that, bro. So I'm like, it's some, gotta be something genuinely wrong with niggas, bro. Or you must be genuinely hurt and don't like black women. You despise them. Because for you to sit there and go out your way to say all that extra shit, something wrong with you, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I agree with what Sauce and Santana and them said, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, both parties did what they did, you feel me? And it's like, if y'all bitches is so tired of niggas sitting here talking about y'all like that and saying y'all degrading shit and y'all hella embarrassing yourselves and blah, 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 they gotta switch some of that shit up too. It takes both, you feel me? It takes two, bruh. So for a motherfucker to sit here and say, I don't like the way that they talk and they dress like hoes and they this and they that. Well, how else are they going to get all the niggas' attention? If don't you recognize and notice, a lot of niggas don't really pay attention to women who's normally dressed type shit, sadly. But this is the truth. They don't pay attention to a lot of women who's normally dressed and talk normal, got an education and a degree type shit. You gotta come from like a certain background and a certain environment to even want to look for that and pursue that kind of bitch. If you come from a fucking background where you just from the project, you grew up with this, and you, all you know is you need a bad bitch and you need that bitch to know how to dress and she needed this and she needed that and know how to hold it down for you. So when you got those kind of fucked up ass templates already out there for you, and that these motherfuckers telling you that's the kind of shit you gotta look for, you're already looking in the wrong spot. You're already gonna fail before you can even start moving. So I'm like, you know, with a lot of that shit, it's easy for motherfuckers to be like, oh, well, you know, because it's this and he said that and whoop de whoop whoop. Nah, bro. No, it be levels to this shit. Like, y'all gotta really understand and then look at it also from a psychological point of view. A person who goes out their way to really speak that much and speak that deep on such depth about that kind of shit, you gotta look between the lines and see, okay, is someone down in the line hurt him, broke his heart, abused him, someone in his family, someone he tried to talk to, something happened to a point where he got so butthurt about all the shit that happened, that nigga had to hold a grudge against that shit and was like, I bow. I will always get a chance to drag their name through the mud every chance I get. Some kind of shit. But it's like, I don't know, bro. It seems like motherfuckers just got some kind of personal vendetta. You outside again. You need to go back in the house. Go in the house, Ryuk. Little black ass nigga. My fault, y'all. I'm yelling at my damn cat. Seen that nigga outside. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, bro. She just be wild as hell. I don't be getting that shit. I'm just like, You wild as hell. Come here. Come inside. Snack. Ryuk, I got snack. You know what? I ain't got time for that. No time. You stay your ass out there, man, because I ain't letting your ass come back in. Hope you get jumped by some raccoons, bitch. Anyways, my fault, y'all. I'm trying to get this nigga in the house. Yeah, like I said, though, bro, I just don't really understand why motherfuckers sit there and want to take the time to go out their way to say all that. Then turn around and act like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to get canceled, and I'm afraid it's this, and I'm afraid I'm going to get that. Nigga, you wasn't afraid when you was talking all that shit. So I'm like, I don't get why motherfuckers sit there and do all that. At the end of the day, look, speak your truth, say what you gonna say, but know the consequences that come after that shit, bro. Don't be surprised and be acting all scary and shit now. That's just how it go, nigga. That's how it go. I mean, there's so many motherfuckers that think that same way, too. So, just gotta understand it. Just gotta understand that main fucking thing, bro. But yeah, another thing I did want to sit here and bring up, too, is what this nigga said. Saucy Santana said some wild shit, too. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, yeah, that nigga got at him sideways, too. That's why Saucy Santana was like, bro, you really want these problems? I'll fuck you in your ass and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. Now this nigga going overboard with shit. So I'm like, you know, it's understandable why both motherfuckers said what they said. But at the end of the day, though, this is just showing, like, this is like showing a bad side of motherfuckers, bro. Like, nobody need to be even hearing and witnessing any of this dumbass shit. I'm so tired of this dumbass toxic shit. But, you know, to each his own, nigga. Motherfuckers keep entertaining that shit and keep wanting to see that shit. That's what we always gonna see. Especially with some shit about Saucy Santana and academics. That is the craziest shit ever. Then Queen Latifah jumped in the motherfucking, she jumped in the ring with it, nigga, and posted something about academics and talked about how, oh, he don't want to be canceled yet. You run black women's name through the mud. You run a black woman through the mud and disrespect them every chance that you get. You ain't doing that to the white women. You ain't doing that to no Asian women or nothing. So it's like, why are you sitting here taking time to do that to your own race and bring down your own race? Like, that's fucked up. And Queen Latifah is right about that. But Queen Latifah, you need to realize too, bitch, you ain't been a rapper since probably the 90s. So I don't know why you getting in the mix trying to say anything. The last song that you made was UNITY with that fucking thing on your fucking head back in the 90s. Well, that was when you was in the fucking Juice movie when you played as the auditionist, bitch. You need to go sit your old ass down, your old coochie eating ass. Bitch, ain't nobody listening to you. Secondly, another thing is, you want to sit here and talk about dragging motherfuckers' name through the mud, but they do it to themselves sometimes. And I ain't talking about one particular race. I'm talking about motherfuckers who embarrass themselves, then embarrass the whole race, bro. They're used as a representation of the whole fucking nation, which is fucked up. They always do us like that. Or you choose one motherfucker out the flock that's the dustiest, the crustiest, ain't did they hair, got they bonnet on still, one eyelash hanging off, you ain't got your hair done, your nails done, your toes done, etc. But you won't be on the camera showing your damn ass. We do it to ourselves too. We gotta stop doing that shit. We gotta take ownership on both sides. Niggas wanna talk about, well, I'm tired of you talking about women all the time, blah, blah, blah. And we tired of women always doing stupid shit too. Niggas do dumb shit too. Women be tired of that shit too. Shit, women be saying they shit. As soon as a nigga try to say something, we automatically wrong. So it's not like I'm saying I agree with the nigga, but at the same time, if motherfuckers wasn't embarrassing themselves so much, niggas wouldn't have to sit here and say extra shit either. Like, come on, bro. You gotta think about it. You gotta think about that shit. And also, it's because of the man's outlook on women. A man's outlook on women influenced them so much. Now, years later, we got female rappers that talk about shit that niggas want to hear, that niggas want to see. They want to see certain females act a damn fool. They want to see certain females just shaking their ass at being uneducated and shit. Some niggas like that shit. Not every man want an uneducated female that just know how to do their hair and nails, but don't know how to handle no bills, clean up, or cook. Ain't nobody gonna deal with that shit. So I'm like, you know, it's on both ends. Men and women is responsible for this bullshit. It's one thing to say, okay, I never was taught these kind of things. Nobody took the time to teach me this, that, and the third. And you finally take the time to learn some shit. But when you at a big ass age and you still making excuses and you still doing little kid shit, I mean, you just ain't trying to learn. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. At some point, some gotta give. You gotta learn that you fucking up and you doing something wrong. You just gotta learn from your mistakes. And once you realize you made a mistake, don't do that shit no more. Some motherfuckers still make the same mistake again. Wanna keep going back. Wanna keep doing the same shit. Fucker begin to say something on social media and now everybody mad at them again. So, you know, use your words wisely and be careful what you fucking do. But not everybody think about it like that. Got too many people that think about it like, oh, well, you know, I need a this and I need a whoopie woo 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 because if I post this, I have everybody checking me out, man. Fuck all that. Motherfuckers don't be making no sense. Making no damn sense. So I'm just like, I be that other shit, y'all. So I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, niggas just gotta realize, you know, with all that shit, bro, it's ownership. We gotta take ownership of both ends. And just sit here and say, oh, he's wrong for what he said and he blah, blah, blah. He shouldn't even be talking about women like that. Yeah. You got a point, but also, women got to start changing up the narrative on shit, too. And the reason why I say that is, not every woman want to be a hood rat. Not every woman want to act like that or act on some ratchet shit. Not every woman want to be degraded and be called out her name type shit. So it's like... with building that bridge towards that and showing that not everyone is on that type of time, that's when motherfuckers will start recognizing and being like, okay, not everybody is like that. And motherfuckers already know that. Motherfuckers already know it's not that many people that be on that same type of time. So already understanding that shit, motherfuckers still gonna go out their way and still show their ass and act a fool. But it's up to us whether we entertain that shit or not, whether we choose to degrade each other or not. Because you gotta understand, whole world be watching motherfuckers when y'all do that shit. The whole world be watching y'all when y'all do all that dumb ass shit. When you okay, you want to make content, you want to talk about somebody, and then you talking about your own fucking people, and then when it goes back to them, and then when they hear what you said, now all of a sudden you scared because of the consequences. You shouldn't be scared. You should already know what you got yourself into even speaking on that shit publicly. Especially if you're already planning to say some bullshit and you trying to just sit there and degrade motherfuckers. You ain't even trying to sit there and see both sides of the story or understand both sides. I mean, goddamn, it don't make no fucking sense. So I'm like, you know, the shit with Carisha, fucking Glorilla, all that shit that nigga was saying. You know, it's easy for niggas to sit there and speak on that. But those are examples. Those are examples of what basically, you know, niggas want women to talk about. What they want certain women to carry themselves as. Some niggas like city girls. Just because you a nigga that don't like city girls don't mean that you're speaking for everybody, my nigga. So don't sit there and think that you're speaking for everybody talking about, yeah, because niggas don't like hood rat bitches and niggas don't like uneducated. Nigga, you speaking for yourself. Not everybody is going to agree with you with that one, bruh. Mark my words. Not everybody is going to agree with you on that. Everybody's going to be like, nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga, that shit slap. Like, nigga, them bitches is fine as hell. What is you talking about? Like, that's what a lot of motherfuckers is going to say. They're going to look at him crazy like, nigga, you a hater or you gay? And even for another gay person to call you a fag and say that you acting like that, you must be really showing those signs. That's why I'm like, come on, bruh. Like, y'all trying to sit there and be on some other shit and be like, oh, well, you know, they shouldn't have even did that and Saucy Santana. I don't know, bro. bro. Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kim The Sounds, back at it. Man, bro, it's been a cool minute. I've been kind of busy just trying to work on all this stuff, bro. Trying to release this little album soon. I've been having a lot of motherfuckers on my helmet talking about, bro. What's up with the new music? And, you know, I just been busy, bro. I have a lot of personal family stuff going on. Man, I gotta get ready for this funeral soon, man. Just stay strong out there, man. That's the best way I could describe and explain. Stay strong, bro. Regardless of what life may throw at you, don't let life, you know, distract you and get you off your goals. And don't have motherfuckers around you that try to distract you off them goals. You feel me? So that's the best way I could describe that one, bro. But, I'm gonna start this shit off just talking my shit, bro. Just airing out some shit that, I don't know. I just been kind of like feeling. And plus, niggas know already how I feel about shit, because I already said it to their damn face. So, it's not like I'm going behind talking this, you know, talking on motherfuckers and speaking on niggas behind their back. I'm just repeating basically shit I done already said to niggas before, bro. And I'm just say this is try to be as genuinely general as possible, or however the fuck you want to describe it. But, that's what I'm going to try to do, man. But like I said, though, you know, if you're a person that got a big heart and you used to, you know, motherfuckers always trying to get over on you, or they doing some extra shit. And of course, you got experience. You know about motherfuckers who do that. You can see it from the, like, you know, fucking miles away across the street. Sometimes you can with people that you love, though. Well, something, if you love that person, you got history with that person, whatever the case may be, sometimes you can't see past it. Understandable. But, you know, once you start seeing shit for what it is, you can't keep making excuses for that person. They either got to, like, you know, get with it or get lost and, you know, get straight with the program, bro. If they're not willing to do that shit, then you got to kick their ass to the curb, man. Like, straight up. But, you feel me? Like, I don't know, bro. If a motherfucker is holding you back, you told this motherfucker multiple times about the shit you dealing with, even though you still being there for her and her problems and whatever the fuck may be going on, then soon as some shit goes, like, you know, left, or, you know, some other bullshit goes down, she talking about you behind your back. I mean, come on, man. All kinds of weird shit. So I'm just saying, you know, at the end of the day, I know motherfuckers is only human. We all make mistakes. We all ain't perfect. And I'm not saying, like, you know, shit motherfucker does doesn't outweigh the shit that you probably did to that person too, or didn't mean to do, whatever the fucking case may be, right? But y'all motherfuckers made an agreement, call it quits, or do whatever the case may be, and then you sit there and you think about it, and then realize, like, too, like, also, like, shit, bro, like, balls in my court, I need to do what the fuck I need to do, focus on me now, I don't have this distraction in my life no more, I can focus. But it's up to you if you tend to entertain that fucking distraction, bro. And it's a lot of niggas out here entertaining motherfuckers and their distractions and shit, which is the reason why you got a lot of shit going on for what it is now. And niggas always want to be like, I'm just hella distracted. I still haven't gotten to my goal yet. I still haven't gotten here in life. Well, I mean, it happens, man. We all have it happen to us and shit. It really does happen, believe it or not. But 9 times out of 10, every 1 in a million fucking chance, you get a chance to actually focus on your shit. And it's up to you if you choose to get distracted or not. So, if a motherfucker chooses to come back in your life and you give them the option, or no, not even an option, you give them a fucking decision to stay and keep distracting you and not helping you with your shit, and you choosing to add on to your distractions and you being distraught and sidetracked about what you want to do with your life, that shit will happen, man. Whether people want to realize it or admit it or not, it happens to all of us. But if you already know for what it is, your partner's already told you some shit about, yeah, this person, that, and she whoop-de-woop-woop-woop, you know, it seems like she ain't really trying to help you. seem like she's just benefiting off you, then nigga, you should take that as a message and run. You should get the fuck on. Don't get me wrong, okay, yeah, you know, niggas probably fuck, niggas for sure, probably got some history, talk about, man, I missed the coochie or whatever, but at the end of the motherfucking day, this shit don't be worth it. This shit don't be worth it if the motherfuckers don't accept you. If her kids sit there on some bullshit, don't even look at you as a father figure, but can look at you as the fucking nigga who go to the store for them and go get food type shit, like, all that shit is red flags. All that, those are red flags. Motherfuckers don't respect you enough to even acknowledge you, say certain things, and talk to you a certain way type shit. You know, that's a fucking, like, that's a sign to just get the fuck out. Get away. You're not being appreciated type shit. There ain't really nothing about appreciation. It's just recognizing. Common sense. If your own mama ain't cooking and going to go get food because she claims she working all the motherfucking time, and I'm here not even purposely trying to play stepdad, but now I'm sitting here playing stepdaddy, buying all you niggas shit, but then you got the nerd to turn around and say we need a male father figure in our life, so I wasn't the male father figure? That's a fucking slap in the face, nigga. So it's like, just knowing if a motherfucker put in some effort like that, and then all it takes is for the punk ass bitch to turn around and be on some shit like, oh, well, I don't even want to be friends with you, and I don't want to this, and I don't want to that. Well, hey, nigga, at the end of the fucking day, like, you feel me? Motherfuckers can let it be known and let it be clear as day. If you express how you felt about she's not there for you, or motherfuckers ain't trying to really, like, help you figure out your situation with shit, but you always there for her, helping her figure out her situation, paying her bills, etc. If you doing all that shit, bro, and she's not able to help you out with just one smidget of your issues that you really talk about to her about, yeah, there's something wrong with that. It's not healthy. Nigga asks you one piece of advice, what can I do for this situation, and blah blah blah. Mind you, versus all the other situations he handled on his own, never once asked you for no kind of support. Just wanted you to be there for him as a fucking woman. But it sounds like that's too much to ask too nowadays. So it's fucked up, man. Huh? You got like a handful of motherfuckers who really be out for personal gain and just be dating for benefits. Like, it's a fucking job. If you wanted benefits, bitch, go work at a damn job. Go work at FedEx or something. Shit. Want a 401k plan, bitch, go work at Costco. Shit. But getting with a nigga thinking he gonna be Captain Save-A-Ho for you? Nah, that's when you're doing too much. And that's the fucked up part. You feel me? Got niggas in the position where they on some Captain Save-A-Ho shit. And then, nigga, you don't even, like, your priorities on certain things that you gotta do, you ain't even thinking straight neither, nigga. Like I said, I love niggas and all that, but like I said, I done told niggas in their face already. Like, if I'm gonna sit here and have a motherfucker in my face, especially knowing that they did me wrong, they ain't even try to sit there and, you know, own up to their shit, but they said in so many ways they were wrong for what they did and how they treated you. Fuck that. I would have let motherfuckers sleep on that. I wouldn't have been so quick to respond and tell the motherfucker, oh, it's okay, I forgive you. And the whole time this motherfucker been using you, her kids been using you, all kinds of shit. You know, little nigga, one of her sons, shit, little nigga got his Xbox, his old Xbox account and every fucking thing. But yet the nigga got the nerve to say, oh, I want a male father figure, a male role model in my life. Nigga, you did have a male role model in your fucking life. You just too fucking spoiled and rotten to know the shit. That's whatever that bitch ass mama said. I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, motherfuckers move a certain way based on however that person was explained, you know, talked about in front of that motherfucker too. So if motherfuckers moving like they don't have respect for you, that means that's how the bitch been talking about you, bruh. Bitch been talking about you like she don't respect you or don't see you equal in her eye just when it comes to when she need that money. That's crazy. That is crazy as fuck. Motherfuckers gotta be aware of that shit, man. Yeah, motherfuckers need to be aware of that shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers that date for personal gain and benefits and shit. So, just knowing that, niggas better recognize how motherfuckers move with shit. So I just don't understand how motherfuckers could sit there and play it off and be like, oh, well, you know, she ain't really like that, and she ain't really, nigga, how would you know? Shit. All these years, she been lying to your ass for all we know. Where is my scissors? Man. But yeah, you feel me? Like, I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. So I'm just be saying it's so much crazy shit that motherfuckers don't find out till the last minute, or you don't find out at all, or you get a hint of some other shit. Now it's all went, you know, all went downhill basically for nothing. That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, niggas just gotta be cautious. Gotta be cautious of who you fuck with, who you let in your life, and all that. Because at the end of the day, them motherfuckers will sit there and steer you in a fucked up direction for the rest of them years. As long as y'all together, they gonna still be directing you into some confusing ass shit. And you gotta be aware of that shit. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm sitting here really going out my way to help this woman and do certain things and do shit for her and her kids, and the motherfuckers got the nerve to sit there and not even acknowledge me or say anything nice, like, that's crazy. That's just fucking crazy to me. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, man, y'all gotta know y'all worth, bruh, and y'all gotta stand on that shit. Don't be weak in the knees for the bitches because y'all used to fuck all day, all night, every morning, every year, every Christmas, whatever, however the shit go. Don't be weak in the knees for the shit. So like I say, there's so many motherfuckers that sit there and do that shit. I don't know why they think that, oh, well, you know, it's this and this, blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, bruh. Shit crazy. So I'm just like, I don't know, bro. You just gotta be aware of how people move nowadays, because everybody on some weird shit. Everybody be, don't be having the same ideals and shit. That's the thing that pisses me off. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, just gotta kind of like focus on you with that. So I just feel like, bro, it's too many weird ass like moments like that. Where if a motherfucker sitting here saying shit to you, they letting it be clear that you ain't nothing but that to them, then you gotta just back up and mind your business and fall back off a motherfucker, bro. That's the best way to do it before it ends up being a whole situation where you gotta feel like you gotta put hands on somebody. And that's what you don't need to do. No cap. That's the last thing you need to do. But I just feel like, you know, bro, motherfuckers sat here and expressed this to their partners about, yeah, bro, this bitch do this to me, she be blah, 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 she don't even cook, she, you know, told us all this shit, and then the second that she fucking respond and want to change her mind, talking about you want to be friends with benefits and shit, now you change your mind and you want to go back to her, nigga, come on, bro, I'm making you look weak in the knees, nigga. Like that one bitch used to sing, I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak, I lose all control. That's him. That's that nigga. You know, I was over here weak in the knees for some bitch who can't even cook. Bitch don't even take care of her kids. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You better be careful. You gotta choose wisely, bro. Come on, man. And if you was the one telling niggas about your shit, what makes you think we not gonna be upset? You went out your way to tell us that shit. We didn't know unless you told us. So what you telling us, just like you telling us that you went back with her and say, oh, I'm on the phone with my girl. So now you defending the bitch. Come on, bro. When you seen all the text messages of when the bitch wasn't even defending you. This bitch was talking about you like you was a straight dog on the street, bro. To her best friend, like it was high school. When she a grown-ass woman, almost in her 40s, with 3 kids. And them niggas don't even know how to cook. That's a damn shame. Niggas 16, 15, 17. You niggas don't know how to make no damn noodles? Shit. A damn shame. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. I'm cool. I'm good. I don't even know how niggas can even do that shit. Like, I love you, bruh, but... You feel me, nigga? You gotta learn the hard way, bro, because you being hard-headed. You just being hard-headed. You was the main one telling us, like, oh, yeah, bro, you know, I'm there for all my niggas, bro, in case, like, you know, if y'all do end up getting into it or falling out with your girl or whatever, man, you know, I'm gonna always keep it real with y'all and let y'all know y'all needed this and needed that, but I'm gonna keep it real. If the bitch don't fuck with y'all and the bitch really don't be on some shit, bro, I'm gonna tell you to just leave her alone. I mean, that's basically what you said, brother. That's basically what you said. No one, okay. If we fucking with a female that's similar, doing similar actions like yo bitch is, bro, nigga, you would have been vocal and told us like you did before in the past with a few motherfuckers. Yeah, it's like for some reason motherfuckers always be hypocritical when it's their turn. When you start fucking up and you start doing the wrong shit, now when it's your turn to get, you know, yelled at, niggas clowning your ass, you don't want to get clowned. You don't want to get yelled at. Well, nigga, boo-hoo. That's what happened. You chose to fuck with the bitch. You chose to get back with her. That's just how it go. And that's what every nigga do. Especially if the nigga done talk bad about the bitch and said that, okay, she this, she that. She don't this, she don't clean, she don't cook, she don't blah, blah, blah. And then when you go back to the bitch and you think that you the only one that know the information, no, nigga, you told all of us. We know. We know about her bullshitting ways. So for you to go back to that, that just shows, bro, like, some of the shit you was saying, I don't know if it was true or not, man. I ain't gonna call you a liar, but I ain't calling you a truther neither. Because the shit that you was just saying, you was like, man, I'm single again. I'm back on the prowl. I'm living my life. Now I can focus on this. Second that bitch hit you up, nigga, you didn't even let that shit go past 1 minute. You responded in 20 seconds, man. Damn shame. Like I said, you don't need to be no rocket scientist and know that motherfucker's still in love. Shit, we all got our moments. We all be in love, man. So why you think it'd be hard for motherfuckers to walk away? Easily could walk away from a motherfucker if you don't love him and be like, man, bitch, you ain't even got no history. Bitch, you ain't even this. Or nigga, you ain't even that. So after fucking doing all that shit, and then you realize, like, oh, well, you know, that's it. And then sometimes that's how I gotta go. Niggas gotta part their ways like that. But come on, man. You got too many motherfuckers that'll sit here and be on some shit like that. Then turn around and feel like, oh, well, we needed this and we needed... Nah, fuck no. Motherfuckers done already told you, bruh. Like, I'm just like, bro, you need to leave the bitch alone. Let her go. I was the only nigga that told him that. Now, of course, you know, yeah, you're gonna be like, yeah, you right, brother, and blah, blah, blah. But in the back of his brain, he ain't told us. But I already know because of his actions. He was like, man, fuck them niggas, bruh. Man, them niggas don't know, bro. This always gonna be my girl and whoopee, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, that's cool and all. And you can say that's your girl, but is she really going around telling her partners that that's her nigga? She didn't even have a chance to sit there and talk about how you was holding it down for her and all the extra shit that you was telling us that only, you know, you and us know about and she knows about. But she turned around and told her best friend and was acting like, nigga, she taking care of you. So it's like, you knowing all this, taking it into consideration and willing to go back to a bitch that's talking down on you and talking about you foul as fuck. Then you got to go on her phone to see the messages that she was saying. Come on, man. That ain't healthy, bruh. I'm sorry for anybody. That ain't healthy for nobody, bro. I don't give a fuck who you is. That shit ain't healthy to endure. You dealing with motherfuckers doing you like that, then you basically was saying, like, you know, feel like motherfuckers try to treat you like a doormat or a fucking coat rack. You know, once niggas start feeling like that and start feeling unappreciated, that's when you gotta split. You gotta bounce. Niggas ain't got time for all that. And that's be the reason why, man. Motherfuckers be on some shit. And like I said, you know, love is a fucked up, confusing thing because even though knowing all these facts, knowing all this shit with a person, that still ain't gonna stop you from loving and caring about that person. You can't cut your love off for that person. So I understand his side. I understand why he feels the way he feels and why he went back. But just knowing what you went back to and knowing the shit that you gotta endure and knowing the things that you don't get help with, you got to deal with that again by fucking with this motherfucker. When versus you could be working on yourself, building yourself up right now and taking this time to focus on you, you rather focus on another motherfucker. Which, like I said, we all are guilty of it. We all are guilty. I'm guilty of it. Shit. But you always got to think in the back of your mind, is this person really here for me? Is this person really for me? Type shit. Like, motherfuckers ain't willing to be there for you, show you, like, you know, the ways and help you out with your shit, but you helping them out with their kids and all that, and you got your own kid problems. That shit is not cool. How am I helping you with your kids and all that, and you not even helping me with mine? You're not trying to help me get shit situated where I can co-parent? Nothing, bro. Like, weird shit. Motherfuckers is doing you like that and leaving you in the dark. They doing that on purpose, and they trying to let it be clear that they using you. I don't know. That's just my, that's my thought on it. Shit. That's just my thought on it. If you know clear as day, you see it, it's clear than the motherfucker that she using you, bruh. You can't just go back because, okay, the coochie bomb and she know how to do this, that, and the third in bed. But other than that, I mean, I don't mean shit. At the end of the day, that shit goes by like a goddamn emotion in the mood, and then you go right back to normal. Think about the same shit you're dealing with. And I'm sorry, bro. I can't be putting all my attention and focus into somebody that's not making sure my well-being is good. Ain't no damn well I'm dealing with certain problems. Shit, if you, niggas phone off type shit, and you talking to the bitch with your phone off, you gotta be in the radius of your Wi-Fi in order to even talk to her and cupcake with her. Nigga, fuck that, bro. Let it be known, like, realistically type shit. If she really care about you, she's gonna make sure that you good. She ain't gonna have you in the dark with your phone off while you gotta get ready for work, whatever the fucking case may be. Anything. If your light bill is due type shit, she really give a fuck about you and she love you like how you claim you love her, nigga. She should be holding it down, helping you. If motherfuckers making excuses and but got a way to come see you and be under you for 2-3 days, but can't come up with a way to help you with your solutions, well, come up with solutions to some of your problems, nah, that ain't a person that care about you. That's just somebody that's trying to kill some time and be on some other shit. They don't really care about your well-being. You can't have that shit. You can't be okay with that. The second you be okay with that shit, shit, you just let anything slide. Have motherfuckers being on all kinds of bullshit with you. When the whole time, shit, you just there for them. You making sure that they good. You always picking up their phone call. And then the second you go through some shit, motherfuckers ain't there for you. Niggas got to remember that shit, man. Niggas got to remember the moments when they had to get it on their own and figure it out on their own, even when they was in a relationship. Shit like that, that should make you have a stronger feeling with not wanting to get back with that person and develop feelings on wanting to better yourself, better your situations. That's all I'm saying, bro. You know, of course, motherfucker gonna sit here and still have feelings for a motherfucker. Of course, you still gonna have love for that person. But the love doesn't outweigh the actions of what they did towards you and what they showed that they done in private towards you and betrayed you. Motherfucker betrayed you in private and did all this other little weird ass shit, bro. You can't depend on that person because they always gonna just let you down in the long run. And that's what it seemed like the bitch been doing to niggas, bro. And it's like, if you already know motherfuckers ain't really got your best interest in mind type shit, you can't go back to that. Even like I said, even if the sex is good, it doesn't matter about that. That shouldn't even outweigh the shit that you really need to get done. The shit that you really have on your brain baking like a like motherfucking brownies, nigga. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, we are human, we all make mistakes, but when we see it from a mile away and see it clear as day, we can't make that mistake again. Like, the times that we live in now and shit, how shit scarce shit is, you can't even afford to waste no more time. Shit, you can't get that time back. You already wasted 2 years with a motherfucker and it went nowhere. And motherfuckers still saying this and saying that and saying, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if I could trust you. Bitch, you've been looking through my phone for 2 whole years. You looked at my whole fucking browser history. Then you turned around and told your kids. That's weird shit. Like, all that shit right there is weird shit. If you sitting there doing all that, I mean, normal people sit there and go tell their friends, girl, guess what I found this nigga's phone? Guess who he was texting? You told your kids that weird shit. You don't tell your kids that shit and niggas live with you type shit and then mind you the whole time, that's also reflecting on you. So it just show you going through niggas' phones because you don't trust them automatically, but you trust them enough to be with them and have them live in your house around your kids. That's backwards as fuck. That's backwards as fuck. If you didn't trust a nigga like that, why would you let a nigga around your family? Why would you introduce me to your family? That's weird. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, all the shit, all these signs and these red flags, it's clear as day. And it would be common sense for anybody to be like, look, bro, I'm not dealing with that shit no more. I'm cool. Then I've already expressed to you all the shit that I've been dealing with. All you can say is, oh, that sucks. But then as soon as something go down with your car, you want me to stop everything I'm doing to figure out what the fuck you doing and turn into a mechanic to fix your car? Fuck you, bitch. You didn't even give a fuck about my phone bill being due, anything, but yeah, you want me to be on the phone with you at work and all this extra shit. Bitch, hell no. Hell no, I'm putting my foot down. Like I said, me and the homies was thinking this is how the nigga was thinking when the shit first happened. He was like, you know, bro, I ain't gonna give motherfucking no days off, bitch, no break. I ain't finna do shit. I ain't finna give her my fucking, like, response or give her any of my energy and time. This is how he was talking the first time when it happened. Then the second that bitch hit him up, which was probably like an hour later, that nigga responded quick. It was like, nigga, you wasn't even single for damn near a whole day. So it was like, shit, come on, bro. You already know certain things you gotta worry about. You gotta stand ten toes down on that shit. Don't change it for nobody. Especially that bitch. If she wasn't even making sure that you was good and holding you down when y'all was in a relationship, what makes you think it's different now? And it wasn't even a fucking week. Y'all niggas broke up like a whole fucking day. Not even a whole day. Probably like 2 hours, 3 hours. So I'm like, shit, bro. Motherfuckers is willing to get back with each other and y'all willing to do the damn thing again. At least sit down and talk and really hash the shit out like adults. Niggas just can't go back to talking to a motherfucker, acting like none of that shit existed. Like, she didn't say what she said to her friend about you. And then she said this about you and then said that. But then in your face, she's saying a whole different fucking story. Come on, man. You can't play stupid to that. And if you are willing to play dumb to that shit, then, nigga, that's sad, bro. You're willing to put your own shit on the back burner just to say that you with this bitch. That shit shouldn't work like that. It should not work like that, bro. Niggas should already know, like, at the end of the day, motherfuckers should have my best interest. As many times as you've been there for her and her kids and all this extra shit, not saying that you counting the blessings and you counting the things that you did for her, but it was countless times you came through for her, and that's not even your family. Like, shit, them niggas never called you dad. The niggas never seen you as a male father figure or anything in their fucking life. So it was like, what's the point of coming back around and talking about, okay, I'll fuck with you again, man? Fuck that. Hell no. Gotta let her know, nigga, I ain't nothing to be playing with. For real, for real. Especially if you had to come through and you was taking care of all her fucking problems and was the solution to her problems, basically. Come on, man. You gotta recognize your worth. I'm not trying to say be on no conceited shit and carry yourself like an arrogant nigga or anything, but I'm just saying, like, knowing what you bring to the table, knowing how much you have helped since you've been with her and how much you have helped her with shit and half of those problems have disappeared since you've been with her. Come on, bro. You should put two and two together and know you had something to do with that. It wasn't just her, or it wasn't this. And nigga, it was you. So you got to recognize your worth and what you bring to the table in the relationship. So it's like, if you know that and you're willing to just ignore it and feel like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is and that's life. And bro, I'm sorry, nigga. And you're going to have a hard time trying to build a relationship and be with a motherfucker like that. Especially if they sitting here not willing to admit and also not even be willing to help you with your shit. Like, it's just a one-sided relationship. Niggas can't be on no shit like that, man. So that's like the main thing I gotta say. You feel me? Especially everybody who's probably going through that shit. You feel like you're in a one-sided relationship, you doing more than the other person is, and you putting in more effort and showing that you like doing more and you care more than the other person, you need to just go on and back up off of them. Because they probably got some personal shit going on that they ain't telling you about on purpose and probably don't want to hurt you or probably don't want to stress you out and worry you, whatever the case may be with that. Just remember, at the end of the day, you got your own shit to worry about too. Not trying to sound arrogant and selfish, but at the end of the fucking day, who's going to figure out those problems if you so busy stopping what you doing to help that motherfucker with their problems? You ain't going to be able to figure out your shit. So it's like, if you ain't got the signs more than once, and this motherfucker done lied to you, this motherfucker done did this, that, and the third, and you had to find out the hard way with them, back up off of them. Back up off of them until they get their shit together and they're in a good part of their life. And if they feel like they want to come back and want to fuck with you again, or if you feel like you want to fuck with them again, then do it. But other than that, it's not the right time right now. And that's shit. That's why I told him, my brother, too. Because I told him, I'm like, nigga, this is happening for a reason. You need to be focusing on yourself right now. Now, I don't know fucking relationship that's not going anywhere. You know? You was with that motherfucker for 2 years. She didn't help you build up none of your shit. Only thing that she got you was a fucking computer. Barely got you any studio equipment. You still can't even record with none of the shit yet. So it's like, bro, it's certain things that you should have been working on while you was with her. And she should have been even willing to help you that you didn't even shouldn't even have to bring up. If she knows that you make music, if she knows this, that, and the third, she should be willing to help you and put something up to that. At least stack something up towards the shit that you're talking about. If you was able to help her and be there for her and save up certain things and surprise her with shit that she like, and she can't do it for you, nigga, that's a red flag, man. And why I say it's a red flag? Because motherfucker make excuses, man. How you making all these excuses? You ain't got this, you ain't got that, you ain't got the this, that, and the third, fourth, and the fifth shit. But the whole time you work damn near double shifts, work damn near all day, every day, go to work all the time, but you ain't got nothing to show for it. Come on now. And then yet you still need half of my motherfucking money for the bills and the rent and the lights and food and gas. So what the fuck you doing all this working for and ain't nothing showing? Come on, man. That's another red flag. So it's like, with all that fucking shit, that don't make no sense. Because also, if you're doing all this shit and you're not telling me where the money is going, where what you investing in it too, that's another red flag too. That means you just sitting there fucking off the money. Come on, man. You can't be with somebody like that and that old with that many kids and don't know how to manage money. Motherfuckers gonna be in the same position for 10 years now. And nigga, you even said it. Niggas ain't even really moved like that 2 whole years when you was with the bitch. So with you knowing that and that coming out of your own mouth and you willing to go back and fuck with that again, bro, you signing yourself up for more bullshit and wasted time, man. And niggas done already told you that, but it's like what I said, bro. Niggas be hard-headed, man. Niggas got to find out the hard way sometimes. Whether we like it or not, whether we know, you know, we care about the person, it don't matter who it is in your life. That could be your brother, your sister, your cousin, your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your granny. And it's like you could tell them so many times in so many ways, like, you know, that person ain't really good for you because this is what you told me and this is blah, blah, blah. And then niggas want to go against the grain with you and then try to downplay you for the bitch. That shit is going to bite you in the long run. Because when the shit happens and the shit hits the fan again and you try to come to us and tell us, bro, this bitch did it again. I'm like, man, we ain't even going to give a fuck, bro, at this point. We're not even going to care no more. Because we had told you before about certain things you should have just focused on and worked on, bruh. And also we told you before, like when you was with the motherfucker, we expressed how we felt like she wasn't the right match for you type shit. Like we wasn't trying to be on no like, oh yeah, bruh, we trying to say, nah, nigga, you need to be by yourself, blah, blah, blah. Nah, nigga, everybody want to see niggas happy. I want to see all my people happy. Shit. Be with who makes you happy. Be with whoever makes you smile type shit. But don't be with somebody who's going to take advantage of you and use you for the time being so they can go live their life and act like they single. Don't do that. You're going to fuck around and make the worst mistake of your life doing that. Especially with somebody who's trying to know who basically try to act like they younger than what they are. Bitch, you need to act your age. Shit. You 30-something, almost 40, with 3 kids, and you over here trying to have this nigga play the fucking stay-at-home dad type shit and take care of your goddamn kids and all this? Nah. Ain't finna go like that. I'm sorry. It's not finna slide like that. That's ridiculous. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's on them, bro. If they want that shit to happen and he wants to be bothered with it, again, by all means, do you, man. But don't be upset because motherfuckers try to tell you exactly what you wanted, niggas, to, like, you know, warn you about from last time. Because you had told us this shit for a reason, because you wanted us to be the ones that tell you not to give in. And we were just doing our job as brothers. We're just telling you don't give in and fall for the shit. You knowing that she's not good for you, she ain't helping you with shit right now, so what's the point? So I don't know, man. You feel me? There's so many motherfuckers that sit there and be on some shit like that, and then turn around and act like, you know, it'll change, bro. It ain't gonna be the same, I promise. Cause we sat there and talked and blah blah blah. Ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no telling, man. You feel me? And like I said, you know, motherfuckers choosing to be hard-headed type shit. I mean, niggas ain't even really listening that much anyways when niggas was telling them at the time when he claimed he broke up with her. He probably wasn't listening back then. But it's like I said, man, you know, when you in love, you gonna do dumb shit. You gonna make the same mistakes. You gonna look for the wrong shit. And try to look for the good in motherfuckers and look for the good in the situation. Be like, yeah, it was that and it was this. But we did have a lot of good memories. Man, fuck the good memories and fuck all that shit. At the end of the day, the motherfucker ain't willing to be real with you. And also, like, willing to help you, support you, whatever the case may be, in any way, shape, or form. Whatever that is. They're not willing to do that for you, bro. You gotta just put them to the side, bro. Kick them to the curb. And especially when you come across some alarming shit about a motherfucker talking about you to her friends, to motherfuckers that probably don't even like her as much either. But the only time they only give her attention is when she's talking about somebody, and then 9 times out of 10 probably talking about you. So I'm just like, man, you gotta keep that shit in mind, bro. Like, if you're going back to that and she's sitting there talking about you, her friends probably was the main ones that was telling her to hit you back up. And was like, no, you better change your mind and tell me you want friends with benefits, bitch. Friends was probably the main ones coaching her through texting you, nigga. So I'm like, bro, it's a cold game out here, man. You don't know shit sometimes, bro. You don't know shit sometimes about these women, man. And me saying that, as a man, I grew up with sisters. I grew up with, you know, mom in the house. All that hella female family members and shit. Still don't know much about women. So that's why I say that. Shit, men don't know shit about women, bro. We know enough, but we don't know everything about women. We don't know how they function. We don't know how, you know, how they move with their friends type shit. But I know it's somewhat similar with how we move with our friends and how we talk about shit. They talk about it too, but it's times 10. It's even more detailed and even worse. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, niggas are sitting there doing all that, going out their way to respond to the bitch and all this. And the whole time, she's just basically repeating what her friends told her to tell you. My bad. But yeah, man. And you can't just go back to that shit letting it be known, nigga, you're easy. You know, because that kind of shit, that's like a trigger, some kind of trigger word, some kind of bullshit that goes on, bro. Like, you that quick to respond to her and she done did this shit, she done said this about you, and then you seen what she said, then you expose her on it, then she didn't really want to talk about it, then turn around, now all of a sudden the ball's in your court and she come back and say some shit and you just was quick to be like, okay, let's go, let's do it. Nah, bro, you're not supposed to do it like that, my nigga. You're not supposed to do it like that, bro. Everybody know that. Especially if she sat there and did all that extra shit, talked about you behind your back, said, like, come on, bro. Like, know your worth, man. Stand on what you was saying to us. And gotta let it be known and tell her out straight up, look, I'm cool. Like, you know, I really don't even want you texting me no more, blah, blah, blah. Like, nigga really should have played that a whole different way, bro. I really feel like nigga should have played that a whole different way. Because now looking at it, she could easily go back and tell her friends, yeah, I pulled his stupid ass. It wasn't even that hard. It didn't even take an hour. That nigga responded in 10 seconds. Like, come on, man. Ain't no telling how she'd have probably talked about you. Like, after the shit happened, she probably talked about you hella bad. And the whole time you just sitting there thinking, yeah, I got this bitch back in my pocket. She probably got you wrapped around her finger, bro. You don't even know it yet. Like, you gotta be careful with that shit, bro. You gotta be careful with that shit, man. For my, like, motherfuckers out there who got big hearts and really be trying to make sure that people is good and all that, you gotta look out for yourself sometimes, man. with people like that, it's hella people out here that move funny. It's a lot of people out here that move fucked up. And 9 times out of 10, motherfuckers don't have time for that. Motherfuckers don't have time to be betrayed and niggas talking about you behind your back and whole time you trying to help motherfuckers and trying to include people that you fuck with on your shit. And now they sitting here talking about you. Like, niggas don't have time for all that, bro. Like, trust me, I didn't experience that shit. I was trying to help motherfuckers the whole time. Niggas was talking shit about me, my business, how I was doing my pricing and everything. When the whole time, I did my price a certain way to make it affordable for people. And for some reason, people look at it as like, why are you only charging $40? Why are you only... I mean, I could charge way more if I really wanted to, but I'm not because I know you niggas can't really afford it. So... it's like for motherfuckers to sit there and then automatically feel some kind of way because I'm charging that amount. Then you turn around and try to talk about my business and talk about my operation. Like, just because you jealous on the fact that you don't really have the money to do it or whatever. That's just weird shit, man. I don't fuck with people who do that. I really don't. Any kind of motherfuckers be getting on my nerves because it's like, they don't really care about, like, what you got going on type shit unless they're a part of it and they get some kind of free cut in there where they don't have to pay. Like, they can find a way to not pay for the shit. Oh, yeah, they're going to try to keep coming over as much as they can and waste all your fucking time for free. But if you tell them, yeah, it's just $40 an hour, bro. Like, you know, even if you can't afford $40, we can do a payment plan. Woo-woo-woo-woo. The nigga's still not even willing to do the payment plan for the $40 an hour, but you can come up with $200 for some weed? Come on, bruh. That's going to show you niggas ain't fucking with you. It's going to show you already at the end of the day, niggas looking down at your shit, trying to hate on you and downplay you. Like I said, man, you know, these are like obvious signs a motherfucker's not fucking with you. And they only fuck with you because of certain things that you do. Certain perks that you have that come with you. And like I said, it can be friendship, business, relationship-wise. Like, if a motherfucker know that you got some kind of motion with certain things that they need from you, they're going to try to stick around as much as they can, bro. If they know that, okay, this nigga pays his bills, he does this, he does that, he makes sure he pays on time, whoop-de-woop-woop-woop. I'm going to make sure I keep him around so he can give me some money. And I'm going to keep him around so he can do this for me and do that and take care of my kids. Like, a lot of motherfuckers be on bullshit, man. And when they see how, like, you know, you really, like, just focused on your shit, they want to try to find a way to distract you. So, like I said, man, at the end of the day, don't be distracted. And if you do have a chance where you didn't realize some shit and you got out the relationship or you took a break, whatever the case may be, take that time to yourself. Don't rush for anybody. Take that time to yourself. Take that time and use it for helping and bettering yourself. Learn some shit. Go do something. Go outside. Shit, go ride a bike. Go make a sandwich or something. Like, shit, get your brain off that bullshit. Of course, yeah, your heart is going to be still stuck in that same place, but it's always going to be your heart. Heart is always the main one that's going to be the hardest one, bro. You can't shake that shit off your heart. It's going to take some time. That's why people and motherfuckers who, like, with celebrities, actors, all them people, they always talk about you have to keep yourself busy to get your mind off of certain things. And it ain't just with love. That's like dealing with a death, dealing with some heartbroken news or something like that. You just got to keep yourself busy, man. Keep yourself busy in your work. Keep yourself busy in wanting to better yourself and make more music. Niggas say that they call themselves an artist and all that shit. But the times that you're using right now that you can be using to better yourself, you're using it to be on the phone with a bitch with your phone off. You ain't even got your fucking phone bill paid at least, nigga. Like, come on, bruh. Thinking with the wrong fucking head. You thinking with the little head instead of the big one. So I'm just like, bruh, at the end of the day, man, you know, it's only so much you could tell niggas, especially if you care about them type shit. If they not willing to listen. At the end of the day, it's like, why, going back to what I used to say, man, you can't hold motherfuckers' hands throughout this life shit. You can't hold their hand throughout this life shit. You ain't seen how I move with certain things and how I've expressed myself with certain things and how I went about shit and I learned from my mistakes. Niggas should be able to understand that too. But it's like I said, though, you know, some shit just be one ear out the other with motherfuckers sometimes, bro. And yeah, they'll be sitting there agreeing with you and saying, yeah, man, that's true. They don't be listening sometimes. Most of the time, they don't be really listening. That's just how I feel about it. Most of the time, niggas just don't be listening, bro. Niggas don't be listening about the shit. So it's like, you can't be upset about it. Can't be mad if they going through the motions with it and feel like, you know, bro, I tried to tell this nigga. Even with telling a motherfucker sometimes don't be enough. They gotta go through the motions again and go through that pain all over again in order to understand. Nigga, I should have just listened and sat my eyes down and focused on me. But like I said, everybody fall victim to it, bro. Everybody falls victim to it. And we just gotta do our like, you know, our part to recognize it is what it is. And, you know, if you the friend or whatever, bro, let your partner know. Keep their best interest in mind, because, of course, they're going to be blinded with this shit and not think about most of the shit that they was telling you about and all that once they get back with the person. They're just going to be thinking, yeah, we're going to try to make it right. And we just been on the phone talking. It was like, okay, yeah, y'all talking, but is y'all working shit out? Like, it's one thing to talk. Anybody could talk, but if you're not working on your shit, you're not working certain things out with that person on a certain level where y'all didn't do it before, then y'all wasting time. Plain and simple. You're wasting time. And you can't be wasting no more time out here in these streets. That's all I'm saying, man. Like, there's too much shit going on out here. Like, motherfuckers have told me, like I said, bro, so much shit going on right now. People really don't have time to be wasting, like, energy and certain things on shit. And with us being young and shit, with us in our 20s, especially talking to my people in the 20s, bruh. You in your 20s, bruh, early, middle, or late, whatever, shit, bro, niggas don't have time. You gotta keep pushing, you gotta keep going. Niggas is trying to build shit up to try to get into early retirement. Niggas ain't trying to work all their fucking life, so it's like, you feel me? Niggas gotta understand. Do as much as you can while you're young. Do everything. And relationship shit always come in last. It always come in later on in life. Whether that's like, wait, after you done finished school, you done finished some job shit, you done got a good ass job, you done got all your stuff together, then now you worried about a relationship. That's like the best way to start through with it. But it's like all of us end up becoming victim to getting in relationships before we can even attain our own shit. So that happens a lot too, which is fucked up. Because a lot of us went through that shit. I already got in a relationship in high school and college or shit like that. And motherfuckers have already been in a goddamn relationship. And now it's like that's all they worried about, instead of worried about, okay, well, what I'm going to do after high school? Should I, you know, do this? Or what should I do during high school? Should I study to get my driver's license and blah, blah, blah? And 9 times out of 10, niggas ain't going to be worried about all that shit, because what? You cupcaked up. You walking your girl to class every day. You going out with her outside of school. Y'all damn near fucking took each other's V cards. Now y'all in love. Now ain't nobody focused on their career goals or nothing. So it's fucked. I'm speaking, like, really from experience, because that's what happened to me. So that's what I'm just saying, you know. I know it's a lot of people that could probably testify and say they experienced the similar shit, some similar shit like that. When everybody know, like, you know, everybody has some kind of goal, has some kind of thing they want to do in high school and college. And 9 times out of 10, you either didn't change that major or you either got distracted. And that's what happened with me. I changed my major. I went from culinary arts to fucking music, but originally I wanted to do real estate, so it was real estate, culinary, then music. And then after that, I ended up being in a fucking relationship for like 4 years, which fucking distracted the hell out of me. I like I said, I played my own part of stupidity in that, because my family was the main ones telling me I wasn't ready for that right now. Like, I was on the verge of really, like, doing my music shit and really doing certain things with culinary. Like, my brain was really on something else back then. But, you know, with me not wanting to listen to my family and was one ear out the other, I was just focused about her. And the whole time, all that energy, all that shit that I invested in with that relationship went nowhere. And nothing to show for. You feel me? So it's like, just keep that in mind, man. Not saying every relationship is like that, because there's people out there that actually give a fuck. There's people out there that actually wants to love. that wants to give love to people and want to be loved back. You know, so not everyone is like that, but you got a good majority of people out there that's willing to do that, that's willing to waste your time and distract you. And then sometimes they already be knowing what the fuck they want to do, but they want to come across and come in your life and fuck you up and then leave all of a sudden. When an abrupt, such an abrupt fucking emergency exit leave, like, I don't know. Motherfuckers be weird. So I'm like, at the end of the day, you can't let people just shake you up off your hustle and just knock you off your shit. You gotta stand 10 toes down firmly on the ground with your shit. You can't have motherfuckers just knocking you all around, all over the place. Second she come back, now she talking to you. You got thrown off all the shit you was just talking about before. You was talking about how you was gonna focus more on music. This. You ain't focused on none of this shit since you've been back talking to the bitch, man. Shit, you couldn't even pay attention on 2K, man. That nigga said you was selling because you was on the phone with the bitch. That's one example. That right there should show you she's going to fuck you off again. Just because of playing the game. A game, just a little example of it. Now imagine if she was right there and you had some other shit to do. You had to worry about doing some real life shit and you had to do it by a certain deadline. You wouldn't focus if the bitch was in front of you. Come on, man. That's all of us. That's any of us. That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, niggas got to understand it for what it is. Stand on your ground with it, bro. Stand on ground with that shit. Fuck having, you know, okay, yeah, she said she want to come through and talk real quick. Fuck that. If you want to talk that bad, send me a fucking letter. Shit. Now, I ain't responding to shit to you on the phone or nothing because I know how I am. Niggas got to fight off that shit. That's why I'm like, keep it real with yourself. If you know how you are, you know you're going to text back within 20 seconds or something, block her ass. The unsaver number. Do some shit like that. And for niggas to even say that they was going to do it, and then I agreed, I said, nigga, do it, and you never did. That means you wasn't planning to get rid of her in the beginning, bro. I wouldn't be surprised if this is what he really wanted. He probably wanted to take a little break so he could see how long it was going to take her to come back and come to her senses and see if she was wrong and see if she was going to apologize and all this shit. So you already know, by the sounds of it, she done probably already apologized, made it seem like, oh, he's getting his way right now by getting apologies and all this extra shit, but really, he's doing reverse psychology on your ass, getting you back, because she really needs you, nigga, and you not realizing that. But, like I said, man, you got a big heart and all that shit, and when you really kind of like, you know, really be in love type shit, you don't really be caring about all that. It's not that you're blind to it. You've already seen it before. Motherfuckers have probably already told you. But you just probably don't. You probably still don't give a fuck because that's your girl. Like I said, man. It's a lot of that shit. It's a lot of that shit that goes down. So, you know, niggas just gotta be aware of that shit. Niggas gotta be strong. Especially if you know that this person ain't really there for you, ain't really for you type shit. But at the same time, they fulfill certain needs of yours or certain things that you have that you need fulfilled or whatever. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you got to think about it. What's more important? Somebody that you could build a foundation with, build a family with, or somebody that just makes you feel good after you bust a nut? Like, come on, bro. So, like I said, you know, we all not perfect. We not perfect. We only human. We all gonna fuck up and make mistakes, man. I'm just hoping niggas will understand mistakes that they made, the shit that they doing right now, and then understand the shit that they had talked about before and recognize what it is so they can be able to fall back and focus on them, because that's really what needs to be done right now. Niggas just need to focus on themselves. Take that journey of just being solo, worry about you, work on yourself, work on your music, focus on your job, all that shit. You feel me? So that's the best advice I could give out to all the niggas out there who's probably going throughout the same shit and experiencing the similar shit. I just tell y'all the same thing, man. Like, make sure that you stand firmly on whatever you said. That person ain't good for you. They ain't having your best interest in mind. Making sure that you okay, making sure that you know your shit is situated. It don't have to be every situation that you're going through, just the main shit. They can't even ask you if you okay. Just leave them alone. Shit. You feel me? So I don't know, bro. That's just my message out there. And I don't know, I'm gonna just put it, probably just put that as a second segment, you know. This for sure gonna be another segment of the podcast, because I do want a lot of y'all niggas to peep this and go check this one out and really just put some questions and answers down below. Anything that you feel like saying, just drop that shit down below, because I want to know what y'all feel about this shit. That's what I said, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, I may not be the only nigga that feel that kind of way. I want to hear what y'all mindset is and how y'all feel about it. Women too, I want y'all opinion and your input on it also, because both sides of the story is better than one. And that's, I've always said that shit. I always felt like that was the best thing, shit. But yeah, man. You know, just wanted to chime in on that a little bit, because like I said, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers going through that same shit. We gotta be there to uplift each other and be there to help each other, man. Because we all fall victim and get weak every now and then, bro. But if we recognize the shit and we're there for each other and try to help each other as much as we can, a lot of that shit won't be able to happen as much. And like I said, even from the motherfuckers who toxic, the motherfuckers who try to use people for their own shit, man, if you know that one of your peoples is like that, man, check their ass and call them out on that shit. Real talk, call them out on that shit, because that shit ain't cool. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here that's really looking for love, that really want to build a relationship, want to be with somebody, just with one person for the rest of their fucking life. Motherfuckers ain't trying to sit here and be on no, oh, I guess I gotta go in another relationship again, blah, blah, blah. It's like the 300th relationship you ever tried type shit. So it was like, you know, motherfuckers gotta just really understand, like, yeah, toxic motherfuckers, and y'all niggas want to sit there and use people and try to use them for their shit, and you think because you good looking, you gonna always do that shit. Well, looks don't last forever, motherfucker. Bad news, shit. Sorry to break the bad news, but good looks don't last forever. So, the motherfuckers who out there doing all that shit, y'all better remember that. You better recognize, too. Looks don't last forever, but good people do. So, that's why I'm just really, like, heavy on. Make sure that you really, like, have a good person in your corner. You feel me? If you don't have a good person in your corner, they just really gonna be trying to make you spend up all your money, break your back all the time with shit, making you have worries about certain things that ain't really your, like, problems, that ain't really your issues, or isn't even a real matter for both of y'all. It's just some little shit like, oh, I really want to get this bag, or I really want to move here. At the end of the fucking day, we got bigger fish to fry. My motherfucker still ain't even got a new car type shit. You worry about the damn getting a new place, or you want to go here. You want to get a whole new bag that costs $12,000, but the shit on the car costs about that same amount. Bitch, priorities. Priorities. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, you can't keep sitting here and just giving those motherfuckers your time of day, especially if you know, like, they toxic like that. So, I don't know, bro. Just shit just be kind of, it be upsetting me, because it's like, shit, the motherfuckers who you usually would expect that I already know and see that shit from coming from miles away, because they done told you and gave you some advice about the shit, now they doing the same shit. They ain't even taking their own advice. So, shit's just crazy right now. That's why I said what I said, bro. Motherfuckers sitting here, you always making sure you looking out for them, making sure that they good, and they on some extra shit like that, and they not making sure you good. They just always asking, oh, I need help with this. Oh, can you take the car here? Can you do this? Can you pay for the bill? Oh, hell no. I'm just doing the most. Doing the most. Can't even ask me how my day going. Can't even see how I'm doing or if I'm hungry. You ain't even make no damn dinner when I go off of work. Like, not even a little shit. You ain't even doing a little shit, bro. Like, come on, shorty. You tripping. That's why I say at the end of the day, there's too much bullshit like that be going on, and motherfuckers are dirt at shit. Well, really, motherfuckers should be calling out that, like, behavior and telling them that shit ain't cool. But motherfuckers always want to kiss up to people, bro. Now, if you really see yourself with this person and you really want shit to work with them, you gotta let them know exactly how you feel. Put all your shit down on the table, whether they can take it or leave it, and give them that option. Don't tell them that they can't leave and all that extra shit, because then that's just holding them hostage. And at the end of the day, give them a fucking ultimatum. Give them a fucking option. Because at the end of the day, you gotta let it be known that you're focused on doing certain things and bettering yourself. You're not trying to be in a relationship just to say you're in a relationship and it's going nowhere. Nobody's helping each other. Nobody's uplifting each other. It's just one-sided. You can't deal with that. That's why I say at the end of the day, bro, you recognize that shit for what it is. You just gotta move on and get past that. It's gonna be hard. It ain't gonna be easy, but it's gonna be hard. And I think that's just probably the problem with him right now. He ain't really ready to let go yet and really, like, you know, move on with the shit. But it's like, it's better for niggas to move on instead of holding on to that shit, knowing that a motherfucker's holding you back rather than helping you push forward into your future. And not even trying to help you as much. So it's like, that should show you right there that person ain't no good for you. But like I said, love is a confusing thing, man. It's like with that dog nigga used to say, with Courage the Cowardly Dog. Nigga said, things I do for love. Oh, man. Boy, did I find that out years later when I got older. God damn. Yeah. So, like I said, we all been down that road. So, you know, it's just going to be another learning. It's going to be another learning stone, like a stepping stone for him. And hopefully you don't have to learn the hard way again, but hopefully you just see it for what it is early before it shit happen and he just bounced. I mean, it's like I said before, y'all. It's like when y'all motherfuckers is like friends, when y'all motherfuckers is considered brothers type shit, this is an inner circle, bro. This is an inner circle of shit. So it's like, it's not like you just sitting here on like, okay, bro, I don't really give a fuck about what he dealing with. That's his problem, blah, blah, blah. So, like, nigga, I'm not going to sit here and just be like, oh, it is what it is. No, nigga, I am going to be concerned because I'm looking at niggas like, damn, did she do some voodoo on you? Because you just sitting here saying you was happy you wasn't fucking with her. Then the next second, now you talking to her, you on the phone, muting yourself every time when you in a party.
I'm talking to my girl right now.
All right, bro. Don't forget what that bitch did. But it's like, you know, when you start doing that shit, man, mind you, the whole time, you know, you was giving niggas advice for shit too when they was going through their relationship shit. And when niggas was like all on their shit, bro, you was there for everybody in the motherfucking in the group. Now it's your turn where everybody's trying to be there for you and help you stay strong. You not even trying to take the advice. You trying to sit here and talk shit to us. So I'm like, you know, sometimes motherfuckers gotta learn the hard way. You can't just hold their hand throughout life. Whether they see, like, you know, they ain't seen the shit, they ain't experienced it, they sell and know that the person ain't doing shit and what they claim they doing. Shit, nigga, you already know it for what it is. So, I mean, like, why should we trip if you not tripping? Which is kind of like how I'm feeling with it. It's like, I ain't really tripping too much, but at the same time, it's like, everybody else in the group still tripping about that shit because you was just saying one thing and did another. Nigga, your actions don't match up with what you were saying. So, just niggas is concerned, man. Niggas can't help but be concerned for their brother. So, like I said, all this shit that niggas have said, I done already said this shit to this nigga, bro. I done already told him, like, bro, make sure you have your best interest in mind. Focus on you while you're not with that person right now. And just build your own self up. Worry about what you got to do, you know? You trying to get a car, if you trying to do certain things like that, worry about that before you just worry about getting back with this female, making shit work. When 9 times out of 10, it may go down the same path again and have the same patterns. So it's like, which one would you rather invest in more that you'll have better results in? Yourself or the relationship that's not going anywhere that you've been in for 2 years? So that's why it's just like, you know, when niggas saying that shit, was telling him that shit, he was agreeing, but he really wasn't listening. So I'm like, you know, it's fucked up. And niggas gonna have to learn the hard way, bro. I love that nigga, man, but you gonna have to understand, man. You know, it's more than just motherfuckers saying they love you or they and want to be up under you and spend time with you. And the whole time, really spending time with you, they trying to look through your phone to make sure you ain't cheating. But the whole time they broke up with you, so it just don't make sense. I'm like, you know, Everybody got their relationships. Everybody got choices and what they do and how they want to go about certain things. So it's like, at the end of the day, that's their life. But, you know, like I said, man, motherfuckers can't help but still, you know, be upset with the actions and how shit went and how shit went down with certain situations and shit. Because motherfuckers know how they partners, you know, how they partners' heart is, bro. Motherfuckers really just trying to, like, be on some, I'm really trying to build a family and really trying to build something, be with one person only type shit. And we know how the nigga mindset is with it. And you doing certain things that's showing that you don't match up with the same mindset and the same shit that he has. Then it shows it's always going to be a fucking, like, y'all going to be butting heads for show all the time. And that's usually what was happening. Like, that was happening sometimes. It was a lot of shit. So that's why I'm just like, you know, bro, you was in a relationship. You only chose to tell us what you wanted to tell us what was going on type shit. So we don't know fully everything. So with you dating her, knowing all the shit, experiencing all that, and you willing to go back and shit, bro, like, good, wish you best of luck, man. And shit, we don't really know much other than what you told us and what we've witnessed when we was around her. So that's it. It's the best way I could go with it and explain that part. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's hard to just sit by when you already know what, like, what this nigga's intentions was, and he was vocal about it and said shit, but then now he's moving different too and on some other shit now too. Ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no telling. But yeah, man, it's just wild. But shit, switching topics real quick. In other news, I did see some shit where I see this Funny Marco interview popped up on my feed, right? And it's been a gang of people that was sitting here talking about it. I just didn't really get a chance to talk about it yet. But man, bruh, I seen this nigga G Herbo, and then I think Southside was on a goddamn interview too, bruh. These niggas was over here bullying the fuck out of Marco. Which honestly, I'm kind of glad niggas did Marco like that, because Marco not really even funny. Like, how you put Funny Marco in your name and that's not even what you really is? Nigga was only funny when he was doing the little lyric things, when he was in Walmart saying lyrics of people's songs and walking up to random people and shit. Like, he was kind of funny when he was doing that shit. Ever since he stopped doing that nigga been phony as hell. Went to go see that nigga for my birthday. It was Funny Marco and Hannibal Thompson, bro. Hannibal Thompson was funny as hell. Shouts out Hannibal, bro. But Funny Marco, nigga, you're phony, bro. You're phony as hell. You try to use people as the joke and try to use whatever their responses are and try to turn it into a joke. And that don't even be funny. Most of that shit don't even be funny. Like, I know niggas who do that and make it hella funny. You can't even do it. You try to approach it and you try to achieve it and you fail. Nigga, Carlos Miller, DC Young Fly, all the niggas, you try to do the shit that they do, but you fail at it, and you don't have a fucking, like, formula or something to it, and it's clear as fuck. Nigga, you suck, nigga. Them interviews, that's as far as you gonna fucking get with that shit. Just interviewing them famous niggas and all that, with them awkward-ass interviews and shit, and 9 times out of 10, them niggas make it funny because they usually bullying you, or they making themselves funny. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, but that's basically his comedy material. His material is basically trying to bring you up on stage, ask you some shit, or whoever you are, whether it's the stage or interview, whatever, try to ask you some shit and try to put you in a position where you look funny and then start making motherfuckers laugh at you type shit. But it don't even be that funny, bro. Like, that shit be lame as hell. I know niggas who do that, and that's funnier than you, nigga. Like I said, DC, Carlos, and fucking Chico Bean. Them niggas mastered that shit. When back then, when they used to show all they full comedy stand-ups back then, when them niggas was doing that, them niggas was popping. But yeah, bro. Nigga not even really funny. So he had Chris Brown on another interview, I guess just dropped today, and what happened was Chris got on there and was asking him, he was like, why you let G Herbo on them do you like that, bro? He was like, Well, you just some you afraid of light skins now and blah blah blah. But the way Chris was asking it, he was just being funny. He was just on some funny shit because niggas forget he's a funny nigga too. And Chris Brown be funny every now and then too, bro. And this nigga D Herbo get on Instagram talking about any nigga who got my name in their mouth and you really a bitch and I really slapped the goofy out your dumb ass and blah blah blah. But my thing is this though. When everybody else was talking about you and all the other celebrity niggas was saying shit about you in that Funny Marco interview, you didn't say shit. You didn't even say shit to them fan niggas. Now, all of a sudden, you got something to say to the dancer nigga. Man, that nigga sing and dance, bro. That nigga ain't worried about you. And 9 times out of 10, he probably might beat your ass. So, don't forget. You know, niggas was doing that Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown fight. So, that's all I gotta say, bro. Like, niggas try to act like niggas is soft because they sing and shit. Them be the main ones that fight harder than rapper niggas. And them niggas be underestimating them because they dance and sing. Them niggas be in shape. Them niggas be in shape. They probably got a membership at the gym. Probably be taking boxing lessons and shit in their spare time while your ass sitting there getting high all the time and drunk. Sipping lean. Gotta lean good. And you wanna say fuck that nigga Chris Brown and Omarion and Trey Songz and all them singing niggas. But all them singing niggas be in shape. Probably beat your ass. I'm like, shit, nigga, y'all better quit playing with them niggas. Don't forget about what Trey Songz did. That nigga Trey Songz, this nigga was out here on that bullshit. Bro, somebody tried to do some shit to him on stage. That nigga jumped off the damn stage, bro. Into the crowd, started fighting that nigga. That nigga Chris Brown be on some bullshit, too. So I'm like, bro, y'all niggas better be careful, man. Better quit playing with these niggas. If I'm not mistaken, they said Chris hit somebody with a bottle not too long ago. So, I know to show you. Shit, that nigga even got in a fight with Usher not too long ago. So, that should be showing niggas, man. Don't be playing with these niggas out here, man. Hey, these singer niggas are really catch a body. They got something to prove. And also, this is one thing I wanted to say, and I'm just going to end the fucking podcast, man. Because, shit. I feel like I've been talking about too much shit. But anyways, ladies, if y'all the type that go out with a nigga just to have lunch, you know, just because you hungry, and you say that that's a nigga's priority type shit, check this out. No way in hell was it ever a nigga's priority to feed a whole nother human being. Especially if y'all not together. Especially if motherfuckers talking about, oh, I'm hungry and that's what a man's supposed to do and blah, blah, blah. Well, if we married, if I'm dating you type shit, then, okay, I'll make sure that you can eat and you got some food in your stomach type shit. But when has that ever been a nigga's whole responsibility, let alone a nigga that ain't yours? Like, that ain't never been my responsibility to be feeding no stranger-ass random bitch no goddamn food just because she said, oh, that's what a man's supposed to do. I could be petty and be like, well, what a woman's supposed to do is cook clean and please her nigga so you don't have to go out and go cheat on the bitch. Like, come on, bro. Niggas could really go, like, get down to the nitty-gritty with this shit. And honestly, it's not even that serious because it's like, it is serious though at some point because you got too many motherfuckers doing that shit. I mean, you got men doing it, you got women doing it, but it's like, I mainly hear more women doing it than men. I don't see no grown ass men going out knowing they can't afford to eat, knowing they doing extra shit, then they wanna talk about, baby, can you pay for mine? And can you this and can you, man, fuck no, bro. Hell no. Fuck you look like? I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, I can't sit there and just give a nigga a benefit of doubt and be like, oh, maybe he forgot his wallet. You mean to tell me you come all the way to a damn restaurant knowing that you with this bitch? You ain't brought your wallet? You did that on purpose, nigga. Mm-mm. Like I said, y'all better recognize this shit. I don't know. That just bullshit me. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, I sent a video earlier about this, you know, this woman talking about how this female was taking, you know, was taking a part of, you know, going out with her son. This bitch was always telling him to pay for all the food. He got to come out of pocket for this, that, and the third. But
yeah, you never had money for, you know, to buy your own food type shit or whatever. Well, that's what they claim. But you feel me? Like, it's just like, also, niggas gotta understand, too. If you willing to give up all that money and you willing to come out of pocket for somebody who ain't yours type shit like that, then you already know what you're signing yourself up for. You can't be upset, be talking about, oh, well, she think I'm a trick and she would. If you already came out the gates paying for everything, paying for her dinner, paying for this, paying for that, well, nigga, she think that you a goddamn trick. It's not her fault. You put that out there to make her think that that's what you was. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bro. Motherfuckers doing all that shit, you need to just go sit down. But like I said, don't nobody got time to be sitting here feeling like, okay, well, she only come see me, or she only want to be with me anytime when she hungry and she want to this. Well, if you peeping that, bro, get the fuck away from her, man. Get the fuck away from her, plain and simple. Because she ain't good for you. She ain't no good for you. But at the end of the day, you can't be with somebody that just want to fuck with you for food. And, oh, well, because he know all the good food spots, and that's why I go fuck with him. If you fucking with somebody like that, or somebody fuck with you because you always got the drink, you always got the food, Nah, bro. That shit ain't cool, bro. Motherfuckers shouldn't just be fucking with you just because of what you got and because you know certain places and shit. That's some weird shit. I mean, damn, I didn't know people would date motherfuckers just because of what they knew and where they knew, like, you know, what food spots to go to type shit. I mean, that's some wild ass shit. I ain't never heard nobody do that shit before. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. At the end of the day, some motherfuckers want to be on, I still want to be on, but don't mean I'm going to condone that shit and be like, oh, okay, like, you know, shit. She want to come through, I'll pay for the meal. I ain't doing none of that shit. You ain't my bitch. Especially when you make it clear that I'm not your nigga and all this other shit. Yeah, you can pay your own motherfucking bill for the food, bitch. But, I mean, when motherfuckers is, like, planning to go out and you invite somebody out, yeah, you can pay for the damn shit. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you want some shit like, oh, yeah, you know, this is supposed to be our date and this is our blah, 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 nah, no. That's not how that shit's supposed to go, bro. Motherfuckers ain't finna be sitting here at that bullshit dealing with that. That's the reason why. But, you know, also another reason why is, too, you know, the reason why you don't hear from a lot of motherfuckers up until around a certain time, or they don't want to talk to you no more, because they claim that they going through some shit. No, they just don't want to fuck with you because they only know, okay, he's a nigga I can call when it comes to the food, or he's a nigga I can call when I come to get the ride, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm just like, well, damn, you know, at the end of the motherfucking day, it is what it is, you know? Motherfuckers recognize it for what it is. But the fact that motherfuckers try to sit here and normalize that shit shouldn't be normalized. Shit like that shouldn't be cool. You feel me? But, like I said, the world we live in now, it's a lot of shit that we got fucked up. It's ass backwards. You got everybody and their mama feeling like they need a side nigga. They need a side this and a side that in case something goes down. How about a fucking side hustle? A side job? A side career? A side business, nigga? Niggas be so quick to want to talk about, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. I need a sugar daddy. I need a sugar mama. No, the fuck you don't. You just need to go fucking find a good paying job. Save your fucking money and stop wasting it on dumb shit. That's another reason why a lot of motherfuckers be broken behind. Motherfuckers always spending their money on dumb shit. Then be surprised why they don't have no money saved over. Talking about, damn, bruh, I ain't got no money saved. Damn, I don't went through all that cash and blah, blah. Yeah, because you didn't save shit. You didn't save shit. Especially if you don't have a job. If you ain't got shit to really put that money back, you really can't be spending, bruh. You playing yourself if you're doing that dumb shit. You know damn well you can't be going out there doing certain things, and you gotta go do this, and you gotta go do that. 9 times out of 10, save your money. Wait till you gotta go, you know, do your shit again, bro. Like, well, like I said, a lot of motherfuckers don't be thinking about it like that. They think about it as, oh, well, you know, bro, I'll get it back another time. It's all good. I can get that back another day, and I can whoopee woo woo woo. I mean, not necessarily all the time. You can't. If you're able to save up, you're able to do what the fuck you're supposed to do, then by all means, do you. A
Like I said, there's too many dumb motherfuckers. Don't save their money. Think about, oh, well, this is the right way to go about it. And it don't be the right way. Somebody that's in your corner that's trying to be on some personal gain shit and feel like they could do this and do that on you and get over on you, yeah, leave their ass alone. Leave them the fuck alone. You might have to fuck around and beat their ass or something, so leave them alone. Leave them where they stand. But yeah, shit. I'm gonna end the podcast on this note. Love y'all, man. Y'all be safe out there. Have a good time. And put God first, man. Deuces.